How was your week? What were the news stories and the conversations? Acumen Media breaks it down for us.
Tanya Currie, a very, very good morning to you. I haven't checked in with you the whole week. Have you had any babies this week? No, because it can happen, these things, you know.
Go on.
No, no, it can happen without any proof or without us even knowing. You know, these things have been known to happen in South Africa.
Well, what it is, which need a house not to trust, right?
Oh, the line is not a great one. Let's just try that again, Tanya. Let's just see how it is now.
How about
no, it's not great. I'm going to ask Craig to get you back because the line is not a good one. So Senna was wondering, would you rather go back in time and meet a relative who's passed away, or would you rather go forward and meet your children or your grandchildren? Taking a look at some of your messages, Adrian says, hello, Howard. I would rather definitely go back and do some investigation into my own thinking patterns today. In other words, know where you came from in order to know where you went. And Gimple says, I always remember my late parents' warm anecdotes of having tea with Kenneth Kaunda. Wow. When they lived in Zambia, he lovingly berated my dad for not offering my mom coffee first as he poured Kenneth a cup. Wow. What an awesome, awesome story. Absolutely incredible. Let's just try Tanya again. Tanya, are you there now? Tanya?
Am I any good?
Yep, that sounds a little bit better. All right, we were talking babies, weren't we?
We were. Well, continental pillows, really. I mean.
And lots of them. Gosh.
A couple of them, I think. Look, this story showed me one thing, and it showed me which media houses could be bought and by whom. That is really the lesson behind the story. So those babies didn't exist. I believe the woman is in for psychiatric evaluation.
Look, we all should be for believing it.
Absolutely. I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh. It's terrible. But really, in this instance, it just taught me. It made me feel better because there are mainstream media houses I don't trust. And this made it very clear to me exactly who those people are. But I mean, if we started the week by telling you that 10 babies were born and unborn and there were diamonds in the hills of KZN, you'd think we'd gone crazy. But these are the facts. These are the big stories of the week. I must apologize. I didn't mention Kenneth Kaunda in my media wrap. And as I hit publish, I thought, oops. But never mind. Moving on swiftly. So the gold rush turned into a diamond rush in 2021 as people took to the hills of KZN with a shovel and a pick and started pulling out so-called crystals from the ground. There must be diamonds, right? Otherwise we'd know by now.
My son came to me yesterday and said, Dad, do you know about these diamonds? I said, please, I can't. It's just too much with South African news. I can't anymore.
Well, let me tell you that, like one guy found 40. I really hope they are diamonds because it'll change his life forever. Three guys teamed up to dig, and they found a massive so-called crystal. They chopped it up into three because that's fair, right?
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Here's the thing, Howard. I mean, you just take some diamond jeweler in Joburg with a magnifying glass.
Absolutely.
Give him 5 minutes, he'll tell you yes or no.
Yeah,
so
100%.
Why don't we know if there are diamonds? They must be diamonds, or they'd have told us already, surely.
I don't know. I swear to you, I don't know anything anymore. And it was actually interesting because we spoke yesterday to Sanef, who are absolutely appalled and disgusted by the state of journalism and what they've seen in the last week. And it was a very, very significant conversation because we never really see the South African Editors Forum coming out and saying, guys, we need to get it together because we are actually destroying our own industry here.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I now do my fact checks on Twitter because that's where the truth comes out. It may be the most hideous place on earth, but it definitely is a good fact checker. Okay. But back to Gauteng, you guys are in trouble, hey? And I'm not talking just about the crime wave.
No, Tanya, it's terrible beyond words. Really, really beyond words. And in fact, I was following one of the Muslim networks yesterday because I thought it was just the Jewish community that has been so hard hit. The Muslim community in Gauteng as well, being devastated by COVID. And I think it's a lot of communities that are socially based where we actually just don't understand how to stay home and not be with other people. We think we fine as long as they're close people, but it's not fine. And the numbers are absolutely staggering. It is, hospitals are full. There are no ventilators. I tweeted yesterday that I spoke to a GP yesterday and he told me that, he had four patients that desperately, on Thursday, he confirmed 20 cases of COVID amongst his patients. Four of them needed to be hospitalized. He phoned the physician and the guy said, I'm sorry. I mean, I'll do what I can, but I don't have beds and I don't have ventilators. He phoned him back about 3 hours later and said, I've got four for you because four people had died. And that's the way it's going. It is horrific.
Well, I mean, personally, I have 12 friends in Gauteng who have it. Mm. And I have one friend whose family went to a funeral for COVID-19, came back, and seven people died. People died in 1 week. Howard, it's so scary. And, you know, like, then we had the family meeting, which we were all expecting. Mm. And then we have this obscure level three that basically says no alcohol, doesn't it? I mean, nothing else really changes on level three. Yeah. Where really what probably should happen is Gauteng should be locked down as a province.
100%. Well, that's what they do in Australia. What they do in other places is you shut an area down. You don't punish the whole country or don't deal with the whole country in the same way if you don't need to. So have stringent laws.
A very big shutdown just means you can't travel outside of Gauteng for now, you know, and I think that makes the most sense. I don't know why they haven't done that.
No, it's what's it like in KwaZulu-Natal?
We're okay. In fact, today mom's going to get her vaccine. I'm so scared. We're okay. And here's the interesting thing, you know, like it's fascinating that the rural parts of South Africa, the government actually works. Like I phoned yesterday to find out because mom's on Discovery, but there's no Discovery here.
Right.
They told me to go to Sandton Square. I was like, no, I'm not doing that. So I phoned around and the government has three places within 20 minutes drive from where I am that are set up. As long as you're registered, you just walk in between 7 and 4 and you get your jab and they make you wait for 15 minutes to make sure you're okay. And then immediately you get an SMS to say you've been done. So very well organized, this side of rural South Africa. And I'm very, very impressed with what the government has done here. In fact, it's an oversight and we should have more of these stories because when you look at the Quebeca and the 2 million doses that have to be dumped, like these are the headlines we're reading. We're actually in the very rural parts of our country, things are going pretty well.
Yeah, it is fascinating. What did Mkhize hit the charts this week?
Oh. Mkhize didn't turn up at the Integrity Commission. I can't say I blame him. I mean, what's the point? Nobody's ever been disciplined by the Integrity Commission. Ace went there, Zuma went there, nothing happened. I'm not sure why he didn't turn up. It's not like anything would have happened to him, but he didn't turn up. Add into the pile of yes, you're guilty. And let's be serious, we're sitting without a health minister. Well, I say without one, I don't want to, you know,
disparage.
But we are sitting without a health minister during a time where we have a tidal wave of COVID-19. And then we had June 16th, Youth Day, and, you know, this day is meant to make us remember with the days when we shot children in the back, you know, and now we look around at the youth of today. We have an unemployment rate of 43%. There's simply no school in a pandemic. Every small child is left with their grandparents so that their parents can go and get work, often in rural places so that they never see them. And when they do eventually enter school and there's no electricity and no free internet and no laptops, they're not only unemployable, but becoming uneducated. And if we can do anything as South Africans, we need to take care of our kids. So if you can help a school child, please do, guys, because that's really where we're most needed at the moment.
I think that's where it has to start. Unfortunately, we do need to leave it there. I can chat to you for hours, but you know we're not allowed.
Can I please get my comment in about the G7 summit?
Yes, please do that.
The Jesus and Ronaldo. So Ronaldo attacked Coca-Cola
stairs
with a 3-second movement. If you missed it, he was at a press conference and in front of him there were two bottles of Coke and a bottle of water. He glared at the Coke as if someone had vomited on the table, picked up the bottles and shifted them out of view and lifted the water and proclaimed, agua. Yeah. And with that, Coca-Cola shares came tumbling down. And then we were at the G7 summit where we saw a bunch of rich men and Angela sit around a table and decide how much money to shift around and to whom. And that's all I have for you.